Amid fears of war breaking out between India and Pakistan, foreign citizens continue to leave the Indian capital. The mass exodus of diplomats continues at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. Officials of various countries in New Delhi continue to leave for their respective countries, following the orders from their authorities asking them to leave India in view of mounting tension between India and Pakistan. The foreigners are seen wheeling loaded luggage carts at the airport. However, Jill Porrick, a businesswoman from the United States, feels that the situation would not escalate.
We're going back to the States on a business trip, and we will be returning at the end of the month, unless the company indicates to us that we are not allowed to return. But otherwise, we don't feel that it will escalate in Delhi. It may at the border, but we're not for any other reason other than business.
Had a fantastic time. We haven't felt it's been dangerous whilst we've been here. We just come to end our time here in India, and we say we're going home on a scheduled flight for no other reason, really. I know there's a lot of media hype, but I think it's media hype.
A student from Scotland, Jill McCormick, said she didn't feel threatened at all, but was forced to leave because of the warning from the British Embassy.
My insurance, my university is no longer valid now. The British Embassy has issued a warning to all British nationals. I didn't feel threatened at all because I was in Calcutta, but I have no choice in this matter. I can't be a student here and not have insurance. So it is affecting me, but I didn't feel I had any effects when I was actually in Calcutta, not from the people. They didn't seem threatened or anything.
I think it's the most dangerous it's been in as many years as I've been coming to India, at least 20 years. I think there's a very real threat of war, and I think we are keeping a close eye on things.
However, with both India and Pakistan scaling down on war rhetoric, the threat of imminent war has subsided considerably. Poonam Dagar, ANI.